We are gearing up for the new year and creating even more value-packed content to help you achieve success in 2023. In the meantime, we wanted to share some of our most watched episodes from our various video series. Here is a previously recorded interview from our video series, Women of Success.
Hi, everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Success Unlimited. And today we have a true treat in the continuation of our really fun series called Women of Success. We certainly have a candidate that exemplifies success. And I'm grateful to be able to call this young lady a friend of mine. And we are joined today by the head of our HR department at Success Mortgage Partners, Mary Kligman. Mary, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. I don't know if you've watched any of the other episodes, but we're so lucky here at our company because we literally have so many successful women. It's just unbelievable the percentage of women we have that are just leaders in the industry and have done such a great job, and Mary's absolutely no exception to that. She runs the HR department here, has a small team, and if you don't mind, we're going to start. How did you kind of, first of all, where did you grow up, and how did you get to Michigan?
Well, I'm an immigrant. I was born in Russia, and I came to New York when I was 6 years old. With my family, and you know, my uncle was in New York already, and he kind of helped us out. And I grew up there, and went to college, and applied to a law school, got in Michigan, and I've been here ever since for about 12 years. So,
and so when did you graduate law school and become a lawyer?
I graduated about 6 years ago.
All right. Yeah. Great. Yep. So you passed the bar shortly thereafter?
Yep, by 2 points.
So. All right. Hey, a pass is a pass, right?
A pass is a pass, right.
So. And how did you get into the mortgage business? Because I know we found you at a law firm.
Yes, totally unexpected. I was working at a medical malpractice law firm downtown Detroit. Yes. The drive reminded me of my drive to college in New York. The drive was crazy. And I applied. You guys were about 10 minutes from my house. I met Madonna. She hired me and never looked back.
The rest is history.
It was the best thing that ever happened to me. So.
Well, it's the best thing that, one of the best things that ever happened to our organization, too. And so you started out here on the legal team.
Yes.
But then you were kind of tapped on the shoulder a few years ago and asked to run the HR department.
Yes. Again, the best thing that ever happened to me. I never thought I would be in HR. But Yasmin, who became a judge, I filled her role, and it's just been amazing ever since.
So you've enjoyed that transition from doing more of the legal. So I know you still deal with legal issues within the HR department, but that you seem to have really gravitated towards that. It feels like that was the right fit for
you. Yes. I was actually talking to Owen the other day and actually thanked him. I found my niche.
I think you did too.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, it's funny how things work out. You know, everyone was sad to see Yasmin go, but it created an opportunity, and you've done such an unbelievable job.
Thank you.
It's been about a year, right? Because it was January, I think, that you came over on this side. And you have a small team. How do you find, like, managing? Because at the law firm, you weren't managing people, right? And when you first came here and worked on the legal aspects of the business, you weren't really managing anyone.
Nope.
And now, has that transition been difficult for you or no?
No. I'm a very social person.
Yeah, I know.
And my team is great. And it's I don't really have to even manage them, you know? As soon as I came on board, I said we're going to see each other's faces in this remote world twice a week at least. And I keep in touch with them. And everybody, you know, we do our own thing, and but we're always connected. And my policy is pretty much reach out to me if you need help. I'm always there to help you. And if you need help or if I need help, I know I can count on you. So it's a partnership.
Well, and they're great. Those people are unbelievable at their jobs.
They are.
And
they are.
In the company, you know, you kind of got thrown into the fire because the growth from when you first started to today,
completely different.
It's hundreds of more people, right?
Yep. Doubled in size.
Yeah. And I think we are over the 800 mark of W-2 employees. How is that massive growth? Has that been difficult for you? I know that's a lot to deal with when you're on an HR department and you see, you know, growth at that pace. It's fast and furious. Have you been able to handle that okay?
Yes. So with every milestone, you just adapt.
Yeah.
You know, and we're very good at adapting, and we, you know, anything that needs to be done, and we learn as we go, and we just do it. We take care of it. So it's been challenging, but it's been great.
Rewarding.
Rewarding. Absolutely.
And do you see, you know, I'm more on the sales side of the business, and I deal predominantly with people on the sales side of the business, and HR compliancy isn't always our strong suit. Do you see any challenges coming in the next 12 months that worry you from an HR standpoint, or as long as you stay up on all the regulatory stuff, that we should be just fine?
As long as we keep up, we should just be fine.
Okay, great. Is there anything that you see that people here could do better to help your job be more streamlined or more successful from an HR standpoint?
The one thing I would say is if you have a question or if you don't know, just reach out. Just reach out and I will help you every which way.
You mean before we actually do the things?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's, you know, preventative, you know,
a lot better
measures
than,
are, you know.
You don't want us asking for forgiveness after the fact, right?
Exactly.
And if you look at your career path, you came here from Russia, 6 years old, and how was that getting into New York? Do you remember back to being a little kid there? And like, how hard was it to come from so far away? You didn't speak English, I assume, when you got here, right?
Nope, no English.
Yeah, and did your parents immediately start learning it? And then, because they didn't probably speak English when you got here either, right?
Nope, I knew one word, which was crocodile.
That was the only word, all right.
That was the only word. It was tough, you know. My parents were in their 40s, and they had to start all over again, start their careers all over again. I barely saw them, so I was the only child, so it was tough. But, you know, growing up, they inspired me, you know, and watching them go through the struggles, I couldn't let them down. So, and you know, I didn't want my kids to see such struggles and be in the shoes that I was, you know. So it was tough, but it made me stronger.
Kind of made you who you are today.
Absolutely.
And I've had the great pleasure of meeting your two kids, and I know how beautiful those two children are and how valuable and meaningful they are to you. And I think a great lesson that I've always learned from Mary is that early struggle actually ends up being a blessing, because it's driven you to learn the language, do well in school, get into law school, graduate law school, pass the bar, be able to provide for your own family yourself, and raise those kids.
Yep.
And if you didn't have that example set at home, we don't know for a fact that would have been the outcome.
Absolutely.
And I think it's great when we get to see influential women like Mary who haven't had everything handed to them on a silver platter, because she certainly hasn't. She's earned every step of her success by your work ethic and your smarts and your kindness. And you are a social, outgoing person, but one of the things I've always admired about you is you've been able to very beautifully blend that social, fun aspect with a pretty stern background or a backbone in making sure things go right. Is that ever hard to juggle when you are naturally like a high I on the DISC assessment and also be the boss? Is that ever hard for you?
No. No, my dad was always like that with me. You know, he's very strict, very to the point, you know, set goals. And I just kind of followed that path, and it just worked out, you know.
Good.
It just worked out. So.
So as you manage HR, right, it encompasses a lot of different things, right? And I don't know that everyone knows exactly what HR is totally made up of. I think some people have different beliefs or definitions of what it is. What are some of the different areas that you actually have your thumb on the pulse of on a regular basis?
Anything from pay to employment law, labor and employment law, any questions about medical leave or, you know, compensation changes, just literally anything that relates to employment
And we're
in for help with.
And we're in for potentially some massive changes. And we live in a COVID world mm-hmm. that 22 months yep. ago, none of us really knew what that was.
Yep.
And there's some regulatory realities that might impact large businesses, right, that yep. are coming down the pike. So I would assume, I've always felt this way, and I was so happy when you took the job because of your legal background, because you are an attorney. I always felt that was great to have a lawyer run an HR department. Do you think that comes in handy for you in
Absolutely.
This job?
Absolutely. 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 One of the latest examples is the president's mandate on employers yes. with 100 or more employees. So just reading regulations and analyzing them, that's what I do.
Right.
That's what
I do. So that's not foreign to you. It's easy for you to do.
Yeah.
And then obviously all companies that in this instance have mm-hmm. over 100 employees have to stay abreast of these changes.
Absolutely.
Because I believe there's been a stay in some level where that hasn't been enacted yet, and there's
nope.
still a lot of infighting, it sounds like, as whether or not that'll actually come into effect.
Exactly.
And if so, even if it does come into effect, what exactly does it mean? Because I've heard different things that mm-hmm. it might be required vaccination or regular testing or wearing a mask, and what are the ramifications, and how do you check on
exactly.
that, and how do you report it? Those are
yep.
all pretty important things, I assume?
Absolutely. And, you know, I keep in touch with these updates and statuses with the employment law firms.
Yeah.
And we have webinars that we follow. And, you know, I've been on probably 4 already. So everything Good. Is stayed at this point in that regard. You know, and the courts will decide whether we're going to proceed or not. And it's important. It's important to know these things. So,
is it harder being the head of HR at a company that operates in so many states? Does that add a layer of complexity to your
Absolutely.
Job?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because each state has a different employment law. So, but it's interesting. And it, you know, it keeps us going.
Keep you on your
active,
toes, obviously,
right.
because, you know, what maybe is true in Texas might not be true
exactly.
in Florida or in
100%.
Georgia or what have you. So, as you look at the company and the growth, how do you see your department expanding? Are there areas that you're trying to grow within your department, or are you trying to get more responsibilities to the people on your team to offer a larger array of HR opportunities for people here?
Absolutely. You know, at this point we're managing,
yeah.
but if we grow, definitely we'll need to kind of expand a little bit, especially our recruiting department, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you oversee as well, if I'm, maybe you don't, but is the benefit side of our business something you have a direct impact on too?
Yep. Rima's on our team,
yeah.
Rena Schumann.
Yep.
So she's amazing, and
she's
great, our benefits yeah. guru. So, yeah.
But that falls under your umbrella
yep.
as well.
Yep.
Okay, so it's not just, so that's a part of an HR function that maybe some people might think that's separate, but that is definitely
it's intertwined, for sure.
Okay, and then how do you think, like, you know, if you look at the, are there other massive regulatory things being discussed right now that might really impact a business or, I mean, obviously this vaccination mandate is certainly a large mm-hmm. topic of conversation. I hear it even on the sales side. But are there any other pieces of legislation that you think are going to dramatically impact a business like ours?
At this time, no.
Okay.
Other than
Good.
The COVID regulations.
Great.
But anything can change.
Yeah.
For sure.
and that kind of leads me to my next question. Although we don't work together every hour of every day, I do kind of know a little bit about what
yep.
you do, but it feels like you have to really bounce a lot, and it feels like there's a lot of balls that you juggle. Is that true?
Yes.
And is that okay for you? Do you enjoy that because it keeps you
absolutely
or something, or is it tough to
no.
juggle that many balls?
The busier that I am, the happier
you are.
Yeah.
Good.
For sure.
Good.
For sure.
And if you look, you know, we sometimes laugh about and not really laugh, but think about how lucky we are that we have so many leaders at this company, mm-hmm. and so many of them happen to be female.
Yep. Absolutely.
Has there been any female or male mentor or person at the organization that has really made an impact on you professionally that's helped you grow?
I think you may know the answer to that, but Madonna, for sure.
Yeah.
She brought me on, she gave me a chance, and I learned from her every single day. And,
you know, she,
you know, because you're in the office with us every day, and her thought process, you know, the way she does things is just, it's amazing. And I learned from her every single day.
Well, there's a lot worse people you could be learning from, because she's one in a million as well. And, and yeah, she just is a great mentor for others as in addition to you. And, but it's fun to be able to learn from one another, because I think there's one of the things I like most about this organization is its willingness to help elevate people into the jobs that they're best suited for.
Yep.
And it feels like we've gotten, I don't know if it's lucky or when opportunity meets preparation, I don't know, but it just seems like so many wonderful leaders have fallen into the right seats, and it's fun to be able to watch. Do you have any professional goals that you're looking at in this upcoming 2022 that you're hoping to accomplish?
Everything and anything. Everything that I can, you know, better myself, better my department, you know, benefit the company, trying to learn every single day, you know, learn from you guys, from Allison, from Owen, and just, you know, every day is a learning process. So I think having a goal to be better and to learn and to adapt is...
it's real important.
It's important. It's important.
Well, and I think that's another reason why Mary's excelled so much is there's not a challenge that you've been given here that you haven't hit head on. You never said, that's not my job, I don't do that, that's not my lane. You've always approached every situation with a I can, we can attitude, and you're the consummate team player. If you don't know Mary well, one of the best qualities that she has amongst many is her humility and lack of ego. And it's never about her, it's always about someone else, and how can she raise up someone else, and how can she assist someone else. And she understands the concept that, you know, we try imperfectly to employ every day of others first mindset. And when you can bring that kind of legal savvy, smarts, and humility-based leadership to a role, it's why people succeed. And you have that in spades. And it's fun to see you grow. It's fun to, for me to get a chance to watch how you've progressed through the few years you've been here, and to just know that you'll retire from here is always a very comforting feeling for us, because of the value you do bring.
Thank you.
So again, this is a fun episode, because if you've watched any of our previous episodes, you've seen just a plethora of women that have excelled at the highest levels, and it's what makes this company what it is great leadership. And we have some of the best salespeople in the country, but you also need great leadership amongst the internal departments at the headquarter office so that those sales can continue and to be done properly, and that we can keep this company safe. And it's on a great course because of people like Mary directing the ship from behind the scenes so that we can always navigate choppy waters and come out on the right side of the, you know, of the street. So we're just lucky. Thank you so much for joining us today on Women of Success. If you haven't tuned into our Success Unlimited platform, this is just one great series that we have there. And I think every episode we've done on Women of Success, we've seen tremendous feedback from, because someone's always learned something, whether it's learning about you personally or picking up a management tip or even a sales tip or something they could implement in their business to make their business just a little better. That's what this is all about. It's getting to know the women that run the departments at this company and the tremendous salespeople that are women at this company. And we're just grateful that you tuned in. We're grateful that you joined in.
Thank you.
And this series is better because of today. So thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.